And welcome back, and thanks for tuning into the Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Lori Jacobs. For more than two decades, the Three Sisters Health and Harvest Fair has been a Gatnamaga favorite in the fall. The Environment Protection Office of Gatnamaga sponsors the event, and Alana Kane joins me in studio this afternoon to talk about this weekend's events. Welcome to the program, Alana.
Thank you.
So this is the time of year, people get together, it's harvest, and people really love the Health and Harvest Fair. So this is, I know it's over 20 years. How many years has it been?
Right. Well, we actually think that it's the 20th annual. This morning when I was on, this morning, Java said that to him it's the 21st. But anyway, for us, it's the 20th annual. It started 20 years ago with the late Warren Deere, who made a donation to the Gunawaga Environment Protection Office to encourage individuals, especially our youth, to be self-sufficient through gardening. I'm sure as you're aware, as everyone's aware, historically, we were an agricultural society, and he wanted to inspire community members to return to growing their own food. So that's kind of how the Three Sisters Health and Harvest Fair was born.
So for people who don't know, what is the Three Sisters?
Okay. corn, beans, and squash.
Okay, and that was our staple foods.
Right, right.
From the beginning of time.
Yes, from the beginning of time. So that's why we thought it would be appropriate to name it the Three Sisters Health and Harvest Fair.
So that's happening this coming Sunday. Tell us where, what time.
Perfect. Yeah. So it's happening on Sunday, October 28th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus. That's always where we hold it. Certain things to keep in mind is that there is a $1 entrance fee, but it's always to benefit a good cause. It's really more of a donation. So this year at the door, there will be the Gariwanoru Mohawk Immersion School.
Oh, good.
So your $1 entrance fee really is a donation to their program. And they also have the kitchen. Because one of the great draws, I think, of the Harvest Fair, people love the booths, love to see the vendors, but I really do think that they enjoy the lunch. It's a
really nice lunch.
Yeah,
it really is. It's always nice.
Right, and it tends to be, harvesty, if we can say. So people really come out and enjoy that, usually a nice hot lunch. So the lunch proceeds as well benefit the Gariwanoru Mohawk Immersion School.
So what can visitors to the Health and Harvest Fair what can they expect? Because usually there's boots, there's food, there's crafts, there's preserves. Like, what exactly, for a person who has never attended?
Right. So, yeah, definitely what they can expect is a wide variety of booths of vendors who sell either local arts and crafts. What we try to encourage people to do is to bring the fruits of their labor, so to speak. So if they've been gardening all summer, we encourage them to bring the fruits of their labor. So either through preserves, jams, people bring baked goods that they use, the fruits and veggies that they grew throughout the summer. So that really is, I think, what makes it a little bit different from other just craft fairs. Our idea is really to have a place where community members can show off and sell their harvest, what they harvested throughout the summer. So that's really what we try to encourage. So people can expect, like I said, tons of vendors with all kinds of different and yummy goods, really nice lunch, lots of booths from different community organizations. So it's a really great place to get info on gardening, on different health issues. We try to keep it health related. So if you really, if for nothing else, if you want to come out and get some more info on gardening, our table per se, the Environment Office, will have info as usual on all our different programs that we offer, as well as composting, rain barrels, species at risk in our local environment. So all kinds of really great information, along with picking up some goods at the Harvest Fair.
What about raffles? I know every year there are a few raffles. Some people really go for the raffles. So what are the raffles all about this year?
Right. So people who love raffles, it really is a great place to go, because most of the vendors on their own. They've done this over the years. They usually have their own raffle at the table, just another way of raising money, especially the tables that are orgs, you know, they're there to present their information, but they usually do have a raffle. And the door usually has the raffle. That's how that works. Gariwa Nordu, on top of the $1 entrance fee, would usually have raffle items so that, again, they can raise the extra money.
So for the organizations in town, everybody has already they've already called and reserved a table. Is it too late to?
Yes, unfortunately, unfortunately, when I had put the original PSA in the Eastern Door, I had asked people to reserve by October 7th, just so that we have an idea of how many tables, because of course we have to plan the layout and different things like that. So unfortunately for this year, definitely, but you know, if anyone wants to call and kind of just show interest, we always do have a list so that we can contact people next year. But you know, for different orgs or for different people who maybe missed out this year, I would suggest it's always in October. That is when we've had it. We've had it once at the beginning of November, which ended up being a bit too late, but it's usually always in October. So if people want to call, you know, around August, kind of, you know, start thinking about it, we can put their name on the list right away, and that way they'll never lose out.
So you sold out all of your booths. Did people have to pay to have a table?
Yes, our tables are $20 for one, $40 for a double table. So yeah, so vendors are responsible to pay for their table, and then that's the cost for our tables at the Harvest Fair.
So how many tables are going to be present?
We have about 36. We have about 36 tables.
That's going to be a full hall.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know other craft fairs allow up to 50 tables, but we always found that just the look and the feel of our Health and Harvest Fair, we always try to keep it a little bit lower, just so that it's not quite as jam-packed, especially since we do have lots of children and elders who really enjoy coming to this fair. So we want to make sure that there's enough room for everyone to get around safely and properly.
You had mentioned earlier about health and promoting health, and in years past there were some Gatnawage organizations who were there doing demonstrations. I think one was on CPR a couple of years ago, fire safety. Is there anything like that, like an interactive booth this year?
We don't have any orgs as far as I know right now that signed up for anything like that. Although KSDPP is always there with us at the Harvest Fair, and I know that they really are trying to promote home gardening right now. So I think that that is something interesting if people want to come out to see. I'm pretty sure that they're going to have seeds there, you know, different things like that. Our booth is interactive in sorts, in the sense that we're going to have a rain barrel there to show people how that works. We're going to have our compost bin there to, again, for people who are not aware of home composting. So, you know, although it's not an activity per se, I think that people can definitely come out and get some concrete, you know, info, not just a pamphlet or whatever.
So you talked about a rain barrel, and I know many years ago, a lot of the people just had a rain barrel and used the water. And so explain about the rain barrel.
Right. So yeah, so it's a really, I mean, obviously a super simple concept that a lot of people don't use, but it's definitely easy. You could set up any barrel, obviously, but you know, there are specific rain barrels now that you can purchase at any hardware store. And basically it takes the water runoff from, say, your roof or whatever, or if it's just an open barrel like that, well, then obviously any rainwater will go in it. But a lot of people do have some kind of a piping that'll go from a gutter right into the rain barrel. It has a little, usually a mesh screen just to keep out any leaves or whatever. And then you just reuse that water for any purpose, if it's to water your plants, water your flowers. It's a really great, easy, not too much involved way of, you know, making a difference. Instead of using water from your tap or from your hose in the summer, it really is an easy way to just reuse. So that whole idea of reusing, you know, elements already that we have, instead of always, you know, going and using new treated water.
And I know before, and maybe I'm dating myself, but maybe 30, 40 years ago, people used to use the rainwater to wash their hair, and it made it very, very soft. Is the water quality still, if you used it nowadays, would your hair still be soft?
Right. I
don't know.
I don't want to comment. No, I, you know, I wouldn't... how can we say? I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to tell people, oh, use your rainwater to bathe or whatever like that. We really encourage it for outdoor use, you know. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, you know, we could look into it further if it would still make people's hair soft. But definitely we encourage it instead of using the hose. So whatever you would use the outdoor hose for, even if it is to, you know, wash off something on your car, anything like that, we would definitely encourage because, I mean, it's perfectly clean water, you know. And if you would use your hose, I'd say use the rainwater.
Well, you wouldn't drink it, though.
I wouldn't, but again, we would use it to water your plants, no problem, and your garden. That's obviously not an
issue. Wash your dog, wash your cat, wash
absolutely.
Your car.
Like I said, anything to me that you would use the hose for or your tap water, it wouldn't be a problem.
Okay. So once again, the Three Sisters Health and Harvest Fair happens this weekend. Once again, give us the time, the place, how much is it to get in?
Okay, so the basic info, we would love to see you on Sunday, October 28th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come out and see all the wonderful vendors, and there's family portraits on site as well, which is something that people tend to love. And yeah, it's a $1 entrance fee, which is basically a donation to the Gariwanoru Mohawk Immersion School, as well as the lunch proceeds.
Okay, that's great. And last year, I remember, or was it 2 years ago, that the portraits were... It was so backed up that I don't know how the man ever got everybody's portrait that day, but that was really fun.
Yeah, it really is.
Really
I would
nice.
Say it's
people
become,
like that.
It's become a staple, and it's definitely a draw. I think people love the harvest theme of it. It's kind of like it's pre your Christmas photos, you know. So it gives you an opportunity, and they're done on site. So that's what's wonderful. A lot of people do enjoy that very much.
So Gariwanoru also has the lunch. So they have the kitchen,
door.
And they also have the door. So what is on the lunch menu? Do you know?
I know that there was talk about corn soup. There was even talk about a purple corn soup, which is a little bit different. I think it's from a different region, as well as meat pies and always something sweet for dessert.
So. I think I heard it was pumpkin cheesecake, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I can't confirm, but I would say that if you want to come out and see what the sweet is that the
what
harvest
is the draw?
Yeah.
So if in the meantime, if people want more information, what is your phone number?
Yes, so they can definitely contact us either today or tomorrow at the Gunawaga Environment Protection Office at 450-635-0600.
Thank you so much, Alana, for coming in
Thank
two
you,
times
Lori.
Today.
Yeah. Well, we really want to get the message out so that people come out in big numbers.
Okay, thanks very much for coming in this afternoon. And that was Alana Kane. She's from the Gunawaga Environment Protection Office. And she's inviting the listening audience to the annual Three Sisters Health and Harvest Fair. That is this coming Sunday, October 28th. It opens at 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. It's at the Knights of Columbus Hall here in Gunawaga. For more information, please call the KEPO office. That it is the Gunawaga Environment Protection Office at 450-635-0600.